Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school RAG vocal layer in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're learning how to control it and arrange it like part of the drum and bass engine, not just as a random sample sitting on top. This is the kind of vocal treatment that gives a tune instant identity. It brings that jungle history, that selector energy, that gritty call and response vibe that can make a roller feel alive. But the big idea here is restraint. In DNB, the vocal is usually punctuation. It lands, it answers, it teases, it breathes. It does not need to talk all the time. So let's approach this like a rhythm tool. First, choose a vocal phrase that has attitude and clear consonants. Short is better. You want something like a shout, a toast, a chant, a phrase that can cut through the drums. If the vocal is too melodic or too roomy, it can get messy fast. We're not building a vocal bed here. We're building phrase punctuation. Drop the sample into Ableton, and if it's long enough to need control, load it into Simpler. For an old-school RAG layer, Simpler is a great choice because it gives you fast timing control, easy start and end shaping, and a very direct way to make the vocal behave like an instrument. If you want to play it chopped, use Slice mode. If you want tighter control over one phrase, Classic mode works well too. At this stage, focus on feel. Line the sample up with the grid, especially if you're working around a 170 to 175 BPM drum and bass loop. You want the vocal to snap with the drums. If the word lands late, it can lose all that percussive energy. Tiny adjustments matter here. In this style, the consonants are part of the groove. Now shape the sound before you start arranging all over the track. Put an auto filter after Simpler, then EQ8, then Saturator. A good starting move is a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, just to keep the vocal out of the sub lane. That's crucial. The sub and kick need that space. If the sample feels muddy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If there's a harsh edge around the upper mids, make a small notch around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Don't overdo it. RAG vocals need body and attitude, not a hollow, over-clean sound. Then use Saturator to give it a bit of density. Just a few dB of drive can make the vocal feel more forward and more ready for the mix. That old-school grime is part of the character, so don't polish it into something too polite. Now comes the important part. Turn one vocal into arrangement-friendly pieces. Instead of leaving yourself with one long sample, make a few versions. Make a main phrase for the drop. Make a chopped version for fills and call and response moments. Make a texture version that's filtered or reverbed for transitions. This is how you stop the vocal from becoming repetitive. In arrangement view, duplicate the clip and trim each copy differently. Maybe one version is a clean one-bar line. Another is just the first word or two-beat chop. Another is a ghosted tail for the end of a phrase. That way, the vocal can evolve as the track moves forward. Now think like a drum and bass arranger. The vocal should sit around the drums, not on top of them. In a classic loop, it often works best on the pickup before the snare, or right after the snare is a response. That call and response relationship is huge in jungle and rollers. It makes the section feel like it's talking back. For example, in the intro you might tease one vocal stab at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. In the first drop, let it answer the snare every couple of bars. In the next phrase, chop it shorter so it becomes more rhythmic. Then maybe pull it back for a bar of silence before bringing it back in with more impact. That little moment of absence can be more powerful than adding another layer. That's a really important coaching point here. Let the snare have its emotional job. In DNB, the snare is often the star. If your vocal lands right on the snare transient, you may need to shorten it, shift it slightly, or lower it a touch so the groove stays punchy. The vocal should hype the snare, not fight it. Automation is what turns this from a loop into an arrangement. Start moving things across your 8-bar and 16-bar sections. Automate the filter cutoff so the vocal opens into the drop. Keep it tighter and darker in the intro, then let more presence through when the drop lands. Automate reverb and delay sparingly. A short echo throw on the last word of a phrase can sound massive without washing out the groove. A little reverb can add size, but in the drop you usually want it dry and focused. For old-school energy, smaller filter moves often feel more authentic than giant sweeps. It gives the impression of dub-style mixing, like someone is riding the sound in real time. That's a nice way to make the vocal feel alive without overproducing it. If the vocal is too soft or too smeared, treat it like a percussion layer. Use compressor lightly for peak control. A slightly slower attack can help the consonants punch through. Use utility if you need to narrow the width or pull the level back. You can also duplicate the track and make second layer, one dry, intelligible front layer, and one more affected layer tucked behind it for atmosphere. That's a classic way to keep clarity and grime at the same time. Now place the vocal with restraint and intention. It doesn't need to be everywhere. In fact, it's usually stronger when it appears at key structural moments. A hit at the end of an intro, a phrase on the first beat of a new 8-bar section, a response at the end of a drum fill, a filtered teaser before the drop. Then, in the second drop, maybe you go a little harder, more chopped, more aggressive, less sustained. That escalation helps the arrangement feel like it's moving forward. A really useful trick here is to think in phrase punctuation. Ask yourself, where does this vocal need to land to mark the section? If the bass line is already talking a lot rhythmically, keep the vocal in the gaps. If the bass is more sustained, you can let the vocal be more active. Either way, it should serve the groove. Once the idea is working, print or resample it to a fresh audio track. This is a big workflow win in Ableton Live 12. It lets you commit to the sound, slice it faster, and make quicker arrangement decisions. You can reverse one hit, cut a phrase short, fade a tail into a breakdown, or hard stop the vocal right before the drop. Resampling also helps the vocal feel glued once it's been through your chain. Now check the whole thing against the drums and bass. Make sure the vocal isn't masking the snare around 2 to 5 kHz. Make sure it isn't clouding the mid-bass around 200 to 800 Hz. Make sure the sub still feels clean in mono. If the vocal feels too wide or too washy, narrow it with utility or simplify the effects. And if it feels too loud, don't just drown it in reverb. Pull it back a couple of dB. In drum and bass, clarity usually wins. A good way to think about the final arrangement is this. Start with isolated hits, move into short phrases, then finish with tighter chopping or a dirtier layer later in the tune. Let the vocal intensity grow across the track. You can also use mute automation, which is massively underrated. A one-bar silence before the return of a vocal can make that next phrase hit much harder. Sometimes the absence is the hype. For a darker or heavier tune, try a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the vocal, saturate it harder, EQ off the harsh top end, and blend it quietly under the clean line. Or use a short, filtered echo send on selected words only. That can give you that sinister dub weight without muddying the drop. If you want to practice this properly, build a 32-bar arrangement from one vocal phrase. Make at least 3 versions from the same source. Use at least 2 automation moves. Include one near silent moment. Keep the low end clear. Then listen back and ask yourself a simple question. If I mute the vocal, does the tune feel flatter? If the answer is yes, you've used it well. So remember the core approach here. In old school Ragga DDNB, the vocal is not decoration. It's a rhythmic, arrangement-driven element. Shape it like an instrument. Keep it tight. Keep it selective. Let it answer the drums. Let it build tension. Let it bring the personality. That's how you get that authentic jungle energy with modern Ableton control.